are you feeling after Monday night?
Good. It's a big win. You know, I try not to harp too much on the past, but we got a huge win in Chicago. You know, it's hard to win there. So, got a huge W. Feel great.
Stephon, how do you go about getting your body ready on a short week?
It's a short week, so, you know, every team has its little short week problems. You know, it's a quick turnaround. You know, you usually get an extra day off, but you don't. So, kind of just got to approach it, like, more, a little bit more aggressively on how you take care of your body with a limited amount of time.
Just spend more time in the training room? Is that what it comes
A lot more time, you know, especially my situation, you know. I just try to take care of my body a little bit better than I usually do, so just trying to spend more time on it.
What exactly happened with the groin, and maybe how much was it helped the stuff you did this past off season, and maybe it could have been worse or something like that?
No, I feel like I feel good, man. I feel like I tweaked it a little bit. You know, I came back in the game, and, you know, just in-game stuff. I don't know, so I don't remember when it happened, but I try to, you know, just do what I can. I went back in. I feel pretty good. So.
Have you ever had an injury like this before?
Double question at the same time. I couldn't even hear.
Back in the practice field today?
We'll see. You know, I mean, I've been in the training room, so we'll see what they let me do. You know, I feel good, so I'm going to try to get out there, but, you know, it's not my decision.
Have you ever had an injury like this before, so you know how your body responds to it?
Yeah, I mean, it's not the same way last year. Last year was really bad, so, I mean, this year I feel pretty good, so.
What are the challenges as a receiver trying to play through a groin injury?
I mean, not too many people know the inside and outs of bodies and that type of thing, but as far as, like, with your groin, I mean, from my understanding, you know, it's a muscle inside your leg, so you do a lot of cutting in that receiver. That's what you do best, so that's pretty much for the broader thing, if you would understand.
What element did Michael Floyd add in his return? I know he wasn't targeted all that much, but that catch he did have set up Jets run.
Yeah, say that one more time.
That was like the 19-yard catch and that on the sideline, and that kind of set up.
But like Mike contributes in ways like you don't really see, like the ins and outs, but he also makes huge blocks. You know, he's a big body outside, attracts a lot of attention. So you can expect a lot from Mike. You know, Mike does a great job, and he's definitely a professional. Since he's been back, everybody's been, you know, happy to have him back and got that good energy back. So we're happy.
What have you seen out of the Packers secondary?
They got some good guys in the back end, just like any team. You know, we see them twice a year, every year. So we can expect it's a rivalry game. It's going to be exciting out there. It's at home. So we take full advantage of it, especially, you know, our defense plays well. So as far as, like, their guys in the back end, they got some good guys in the back end, especially some good interior guys, you know, that have given some teams some problems. So plan on handling that the best way we can.
How much did that holding penalty bother you?
A lot, you know, but I was holding. I got caught for holding. It's a penalty. So I don't make too much. I don't make an excuse for it, you know, but until next time. Sorry.
How do you feel just kind of about the running game you guys have now? Yeah. You know, you got two guys, and maybe it's like who's ever going to have the hot hand? Latavius started, but then it was Jarek having the hot hand the other day.
You know, back in training camp, I said we had a three-hitter monster. You know, one of our guys went down. That was a two-hitter monster. But either way, a monster is a monster. You got to deal with it. So two guys that, you know, handle things a little bit differently. Everyone have different running styles, but they both can get the job done. So, you know, Latavius went in, did a great job. Jet came in, did a great job. Running game is the running game. If it's doing well, it's doing well.
How important is it to have sort of a ball control offense against Aaron Rodgers on the other sideline just to keep him over there?
Yeah, you want to. I mean, to be honest, you want to keep the ball from him as much as you can. You know, you want to possess the ball as much as you can and score points. But you also, we have 100% faith in our defense as well. They always show up. You know, they always play big against Green Bay, and they always do a great job just as far as they prepare the right way and do everything that they can. So, you know, we know what we're up against. So just got to come to play.
A lot of guys describe Case Keenum as a gamer type. What does that mean to you when you guys call him a gamer?
He's a game time player. You know, in practice, you know, he tries to do everything right. You know, tries to, you know, I would say just cover all grounds. You know, trying to keep things crisp in the game time. He's ready to go. You know, he has that attitude, has that fire about him. Nate, it's game time. Let's everybody get ready to go and gear up so we can play some football.
How much has his ability to extend plays and kind of get out of the pocket and get out of tough situations help you guys out?
It helps a lot. You know, we've had quarterbacks in the past who've done that. You guys familiar with some guys? But, you know, number five did that for a while. So we're used to it. We're used to running around, especially when some things are breaking down and the guy back there trying to, you know, make something happen. So trying to get open for him. But it helps a lot. I believe so.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you.
Thank you, sir.
Nice seeing you.